The UDM has given a notice to the party leaders of the DA-led coalition, informing them of its intention to withdraw from the Nelson Mandela Bay coalition if the Metro's deputy mayor, Mongameli Bobani, is not reinstated. Of course, this follows Bobani's axing yesterday after 60 councillors voted in favour of that motion of no confidence in him. Let's now speak to the UDM's leader, Bantu Holomisa, who joins us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Holomisa. Will the UDM really pull out of this coalition if the former deputy mayor is not brought back?
Yes, if he is not brought back by the DA, which took a unilateral decision against the advice of the other leaders of the coalition, that this is not a way of solving the problems. There is a mechanism which we agreed upon as coalition partners on how to deal with problems which emanate in the coalition. But DA, on a number of occasions, as you have heard also from the EFF, they tend to think that we are just small beginnings, they can push us around. So if they are now continuing with this, or they don't want to consider reinstating Bobani, we are not going to fool ourselves again, nor are we going to allow ourselves to be used as a stepladder to the position of authority. We will pull out on Monday afternoon.
And I mean, now you're talking about how you're not happy with the DA style and manner of operation, and you're saying it undermines the decisions that have been taken.
Yes.
To resolve situations.
And there are
at
many
coalition
of them.
Level. Yeah. Was there a decision on how to resolve this particular one in Nelson Mandela Bay?
There was a committee of three people representing the COPE in. COPE, Freedom Front Plus, and ACDP, and they came up with findings which suggest that Bobani and Trollip are differing on procedures which must be followed. Bobani has been challenging the appointment of senior officials, the procedures which was not followed, but the DA was just bullying and expect everybody to vote with them, even if people are not happy. So we are not used to that culture.
And I mean, now, what happens then, Mr. Holomisa, if the DA leader we've just heard on Eyewitness News now says that the former deputy mayor will not be reinstated? So are you saying next week, Monday, you'll be officially pulling out of the coalition?
Oh, definitely. If that is his stance, then he must say kiss and bye-bye to the coalition with UDM in Nelson Mandela Bay, until they run things properly. Look at that fiasco we watched on TV yesterday, where they said they had a vote of no confidence. When people are marching out, another one is counting people. And then those people claim that they are Democrats. Sorry.
And that would be only in respect to Nelson Mandela Bay for now?
Yes. It's only Nelson Mandela Bay. We don't have problems in other areas, including Gauteng.
What does this relationship say about the possibility, Mr. Holomisa, of the DA working with the UDF in preparing for the 2019 elections? I know the party has previously said that it wants to work with opposition parties on this 2019 project.
No, people must not make a mistake. We are in coalition for local government. At national level, the situation might be different completely. So we will only talk about coalition after the election. If anyone wants to talk about forming a government in 2019 with us, then we must talk serious business now, but not to be coerced. And we are not married to be working with DA only. There are about 13 political parties in this country.
All right. UDM leader Bantu Holomisa, thank you so much for your time.